早晨好。
Came in this morning earlier, and I thought, oh, I'm happy to be back.
然后局长来的比较早，就是很高兴我能回来。
Apologize for missing 2 weeks.
我很抱歉啊，就是跳了两个星期。
One week I expected to miss, but not the second.
有一个呢，我是计划是要跳没有课的，但是第二个是没出乎意料。
Thank you for your understanding.
谢谢大家的理解。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
Thank you for the privilege to meet together again.
感谢主，我们有再次这种荣幸能够聚集在一起。
And I ask that you will be with us as we look into your word.
当我们在学习你话语的时候，求你和我们同在。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。Amen.
Amen. My plan was last week to finish June with a question and answer time.
我本来上个星期是想说在六月份的最后一星期用问答把这个系列给结束。
And start July with a little different, emphasis for 2 months.
然后呢，七八月份呢就有两个不同的重点。
We will be looking at one, it's still related to spiritual formation, spiritual growth.
有一个跟那个属灵的灵命塑造跟属灵成长仍然是有关系的。
But we're going to be looking at it in how worship affects our spiritual formation, our spiritual.
我们是说敬拜是如何来影响我们的灵命塑造和我们的灵命成长的。
Because I have found in talking to people that often we have this misconception.
当我跟人谈话的时候，我发现通常大家有一些误解。
We put worship in that room over there.
我们把敬拜的就放在那个大堂里边。
And that's where we sing and we pray and we listen to a sermon.
那个地方就是我们听讲到我们唱诗赞美神。
And it's all very nice.
都很好啊。
But we don't always connect it very much to our personal spiritual formation.
但是我们却很少把敬拜跟我们个人的灵命塑造成长联系在一起。
And then depending on our personality and our background, we either think my spiritual formation happens in small groups.
然后呢，就根据我们的个性呢和我们的背景，我们就说哦，我的这个灵命成长发生在我的小组里面。
Or it happens at home in my private devotional time.
或者是发生在我在家里个人的灵修时间。
And what I'm wanting us to see is that all of it together is what shapes us spiritually.
我就想让大家明白，就是这所有的一切，不管在大堂还是小组还是个人灵修时，所有的这一切其实塑造我们的灵命。
And so we're going to spend a couple months looking very specifically at worship from the standpoint of how does that impact us in our personal spiritual transformation?
所以呢，我们就是从如何来影响我们个人的灵命的更新、改变、转变的这个角度来看敬拜。
We've looked at individual ideas of spiritual disciplines and spiritual growth.
我们看过，就是每个抽出来看过，就是说属灵。灵命的那个操练，属灵的操练跟个人操练的影响。
Now we're going to look at how our corporate worship together shapes us in Christ's image.
然后呢，我们来看就是群体的这样子一个敬拜，如何来塑造我们成为基督的样式。
Today I want to try to do 2 things.
今天我想做两件事。
I want to look at some questions that were sent in.
一个呢，是我们来看这些大家发过来的问题。
And then I want to, I hope, just kind of wrap up a quick review of where we are in this study of our spiritual growth.
然后呢，我就是很快的有一个就是有个总结，就是我们现在已经在我们的灵命塑造上走到了哪一步，就是我们讲到哪一步。
And as I was driving this morning, I realized that I may have too ambitious a plan for today, but I'm going to try.
然后我就说，哎呦，今天我的目标太宏大了，但是我会试着啊，完成这两个目标。
Several very good questions sent in.
然后呢，有不挺好的问题，几个问题发给我。
Two of them relate to our application of what we do in a class.
然后呢，有两个问题呢，是说在我们的课堂上，我们怎么应用。
our need for accountability.
第一个呢，是我们需要这种彼此的问责。
How am I held account? How do I build accountability into my life?
如何在我的生命中呢，有这种可以问责的这种关系？
And in answering that, let me summarize what I think happens within the church as a whole in terms of our spiritual accountability and
growth. 就是从教会的整体来看，我们怎么来看这个属灵上彼此问责的问题，从一个群体的来看。
This is overly simple.
这个是过度简单啊。
But at least it's sort of an outline.
但是起码它是一个概览，一个大纲。
First of all, on Sunday morning,
首先在星期天的早晨，
主日的早晨 we worship together as an entire body.
我们作为一个整个一个身体来敬拜神。
And that is not primarily a place of personal accountability.
在那个地方呢，可能就不是一个主要能够来进行彼此问责的地方，那个时候那个场合。
Because I will tell you as a pastor, I'm going to be very uncomfortable.
作为牧师，我告诉你啊，我会觉得非常的不安逸，不舒服。
If someone stands up in service,
如果有人在敬拜的时候
on Sunday morning,
站起来说，在星期天的早晨，主日
早晨说 and says, I've been dealing with, struggling with an area of sin in my life.
我在我的生命中有一个罪的方面我正在挣扎。
And I need some accountability, so let me share with you my struggle.
然后呢我需要一些被人问责，所以让我跟大家分享我的挣扎在什么方面。
I'm going to be looking for a deacon.
然后我可能马上就去找一位执事。
To come and quietly
然后
pull them out of the building.
把这个人给带出这个敬拜的主堂。
Sunday morning.Is not the place. Sunday morning worship is not the place for that kind of accountability.
所以主日的那个崇拜呢，不是一个来彼此问责的一个场合。
And that is not a failure in our worship.
那个并不是说我们的敬拜就是一个失败。
It's how worship is structured.
这敬拜的它是有一个构造，有一个构建的，这不是它的目的。
I've said to you before, I'll say this as we're talking in these next few weeks about worship.
我以前说过，讲过，但是在以后讲敬拜，我还是会再强调。
Worship is first our gift to God.
敬拜首先是我们给神的礼物。
We are giving Him our worship.
我们在献给神我们的敬拜。
If, this doesn't happen often, but if I come to a worship service,
这不会经常发生，但是如果我到了一个敬拜，
and I leave thinking, I got nothing from that.
如果你想的说，哦，我什么都没得到，
that's actually okay.
其实那个没关系。
I hope it doesn't happen often.
我希望不是经常这样发生。
But when I say that, it actually reveals that I came somewhat with the wrong purpose.
但是我这样表达其实就表明我来是有一个可能是有个错误的一个目标一个想法。
Because what is the first purpose in scripture for worship?
因为在经文中这个有关敬拜的第一个目的是什么呢？
Giving to God.
就是给神献给神。
And so actually, if I come and I give my worship to Him,
如果我来我把我的敬拜献给神，
And I feel that I didn't gain anything.
然后你感觉说我什么都没有得到。
I really shouldn't complain.
我不应该抱怨啊。
It's like giving someone a gift and then being offended if they don't give it something back to you.
这就好像你给别人礼物，然后因为别人没有回给你礼物，你就不高兴。
Now we're going to be seeing over these next few weeks.
但是未来的几周我们会看到。
That God is an incredibly generous God.
神是非常慷慨的神。
And the more we give to Him, the more He gives to us, and we never ever walk away with less than we gave Him.
然后我们给神越多，他给我们越多，我们从来不会。说我们走离开的时候神给我们的少就是说比我们给他的少。
But the focus of worship is on bringing our sacrifice to him, our praise to him.
但是敬拜是把我们的献祭把我们的赞美献给神这是主要的目的。
We'll be seeing in that worship we see God.
在敬拜中我们就见到了神。
We see the areas of need in our life.
我们看到我们生命中我们有需求有需要的地方。
We are called to obedience.
我们被神呼召我们要顺服。
But nowhere in the Bible is that Sunday morning worship service the sum total of spiritual growth. It's part of it.
我就是在圣经中就是说这个星期天早晨的敬拜它不是就是说这个属灵这个灵命塑造的所有它只是一部分其中的一部分。
Sunday is part of, Sunday's worship is part of how God shapes us, not the whole thing.
这个星期主日的敬拜是神塑造我们的一部分但绝对不是全部。
So if you come to church, and obviously this is not you because you're here before the worship service.
这个肯定就不是你因为大家都在敬拜之前就来了嘛就是如果在敬拜的时候。
But if someone comes to Sunday worship and has no other involvement in the church, they will never gain everything they need from church community.
如果这个有一个人呢他只是星期天参加主日敬拜然后别的什么他都不参与那他就没有办法从教会这个社群里边得到属灵成长所需要的东西。
So there's more.
所以呢在属灵成长还有更多的。
And a second aspect of that is what we're doing here.
第二个方面就是我们在这个主日学里所做的。
Sunday school.
主日学。
Other training times.
学的这个培训的时间。
Times in which our minds are shaped and trained to think right about God and about the Christian life.
就是我们的思想我们的这个想法呢就是被训练然后让我们的想法跟神跟圣经上相符合让我们对神有正确的想法。
And the emphasis will be different than in there.
所以呢主日学的这个重点跟主日敬拜的这个重点就有不同。
Here you can raise your hand and say I have a question or send a message and say I have a question.
在这里你可以举手说我有问题啊或者就是发信息说我有什么什么问题。
If you do that in there, we probably won't take time at the beginning of the next sermon to answer the question.
但是呢如果你在这个主日敬拜的时候你举手问问题我们可能也不会说在下一次敬拜的时候回答你的问题。
And so Sunday school, other training times are another part of this shaping of ourselves.
所以呢这个塑造我们的另外一个部分就相当于主日学或者别的培训的时间。
But I think even that is not enough.
即使这样的其实还是我个人觉得还是不够的。
And here's where I'm coming to the question.
然后我现在就到了这个问题上。
Because the other place, one other place that God uses in the church is the small groups.
另外一个神就是用这个教会来塑造我们的就是小组。
Now you might say, well, this is a small group. We don't have very many. But this is not a small group.
然后你就会说哎我们这就是小组啊我们没有很多人的但是这个不是组不是小组。
The primary structure for accountability is in those personal small groups, cell groups, whatever you call your small group.
就是说其实那个能够建立这种个人的问责个人的关系里面主要是在这种你叫小组也好细胞小组也好就是比较亲近的这种。
In which you can take something you heard in the worship service,
在那个小组里边你可以把你比如在敬拜时候所听到的问题听到的
something you heard in a Sunday school class,
或者你在主日学所听到的
something you read in your personal devotions, which is also another aspect of this,
或者是另外一个你在灵修时候读到的东西这个个人灵修也是灵命塑造的一部分
and you can say,
你可以说在小组里
I'm struggling with that.
你说我对这方面我挺不明白挺挣扎的
I need help.
我需要帮助
And a leader, a fellow member of the group,
或者是这个带领小组的或者小组别的人
can say,
可以说
next week at our meeting,
在我们下一次的小组聚会中
can I ask you,
我是否可以问你
how did you do in that area this week?
你这个星期你做的怎么样在你挣扎的那一方面
That builds accountability.
这样呢就会逐步的建立这种问题。
So you're taking what you learn in there, what you learn in here, and you now have a framework for being accountable personally for growing in that area.
所以呢你不管是说在主日敬拜还是在那个主日学所有一个所有的什么问题你现在就有个框架你可以在这个里边来建立你的个人这样问责。
It must never be judgmental.
不应该有做这个论断。
It must never be someone saying, oh, you won't believe what sister so-and-so is struggling
with.
But it also must never be a small group is not the place for people to say it's okay. We all struggle.
Don't worry about
it. When I say to someone, you know, I really have a struggle with overeating and no exercise. And they say, that's okay, a lot of people in our world are fat and unhealthy. I need someone to say, I can help you with that. Next week, I will ask you, out of the last 7 days, how many days did you walk?
我就下一次课呢聚会的时候我们小组聚会我就问你啊过去七天你走了几次路
And if you say none,
如果你说一次都没走
I will be honest enough to say that's not a very good record
然后我就会很坦诚的说这个记录好像不太好
I won't judge you, I'll still love you
我不会我仍然会爱你我不会论断你
But I will love you enough
但是因为我爱你
To hold you accountable and say, let's try to up that number this week.
要对你问责就说那你这个星期可不可以多练多走几次
That's what a small group does for us in terms of accountability.
所以呢这就是关于这个问责就是在小组里面所能帮助我们的
There's a fourth area that I have come to add to this list of how God works and shapes us.
然后呢第四个方面我又加上就是神是如何来塑造我们的
And it comes out of the definition that I gave you months ago for spiritual formation.
所以这个是几个月前我给大家的这个灵命塑造的定义
That spiritual formation
灵命塑造是
is aGracious process
它是一个恩典的过程
of being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ
就是被塑造成耶稣基督的形象
for the sake of others
是为了他人的缘故
and so the fourth aspect that I've come to feel is very important
所以这第四个方面我觉得非常的重要
every one of us needs to be involved in worship that's
我们每一个人都应该就是去敬拜这个很明显
I think every one of us needs to be involved in some sort of training whether it's a Sunday school class or some other way of learning and shaping our minds
然后第二点呢我觉得每个人都应该参与不管说主日学或者是别的形式的这种培训 让我们的想法是按神的想法想的是正确的这个我觉得也很重要
Every one of us needs to be involved in some type of small group accountability.
第三点呢，我觉得每个人都应该去参加一个小组，这样子有彼此问责性。
And so if you're not, find one.
如果你没有找到的话，就是。
Go to the pastor and say, where can I be a part?
你就去问牧师说，我在哪里可以成为一个小组的一部分。
And the fourth.
第四点。
Every one of us needs to be.
第四点，再一点。每个人都应该有一部分的服饰就是一种形式的或这种形式或那种形式的服饰
Everyone of us needs to be involved in serving
我们每个人都应该就是有一些服饰就是要服饰
Because Ephesians 3
因为以弗所书第三章
One reason
其中的一个原因
That God is shaping you in his image
神把我们塑造成他形象的其中的一个原因就是
Is that he has prepared good work for you to do.
因为神已经为我们预备了工作让我们去做。
And you need to be doing it.
所以我们就应该去做。
Because the process is not complete until we're doing it.
直到我们去做神让我们预定我们所做的工作不然这个过程就没有完成没有完成。
And I come to believe that some Christians are not, they never reach God's potential for their spiritual growth.
有些人呢从来没有达到神为把他们的神对他们的期待或者神为他们所设计的这种潜力完全发挥出来的原因就在于
Because they are bringing in, bringing in, bringing in.
因为他们只是吸收进来
And they are never pouring out.
但是他们从来没有给出去
I was in Israel and went to see the Dead Sea.
然后我那时候去以色列的时候呢我们就去死海
A place where Everything dies.
然后那个死海就是里面没有任何生物，所有东西都死了。
And I asked someone why is this dead?
为什么这个 会变成死海呢？怎么就什么生物生气都没有了？
And he said, look on a map.
他说你看看地图。
The water flows from the north.
他说这个河呢从北边流下来。
Jordan River.
约旦河。
It flows into the Sea of Galilee.
然后呢约旦河先流到加利利海。
And it flows out of the Sea of Galilee.
再从加利利海流出来流出去。
And the Sea of Galilee is living.
但是你知道加利利海是充满了各种生物的地方。
But now the Jordan River continues to flow.
然后这个约旦河继续往下流。
And it flows into, you have it over there.
然后到有地图。
What is the Dead Sea?
然后就流到了这个死海。
On that map called the Salt Sea.
在这个里边也称为沿海。
And there is no outlet.
你看到没有？这个死海。是没有流没有出口的。
The difference between the Dead Sea in the south and the Sea of Galilee in the north is
这个南方的死海跟北方的加利利海的区别就在于
The Dead Sea has no outlet.
这个死海呢是没有出口的。
The water gathers there.
这个水都流进去。
It evaporates.
然后就开始蒸发。
And leaves only the minerals.
就只水都蒸发了，就只有矿物质留下来。
It is dead because
它之所以是死的是个死海
It is coming in
因为有东西有水流进来
It is not going out
但是却没有流出去
And I stood there beside the Dead Sea
然后我就站在死海边上
Thinking
我就在想
This is the life of many believers
这就是很多基督徒生命的写照
They go to seminars.
他们去上神学院。
They take classes.
You mean theology seminary?
Yes. Or whatever. Yeah, Bible.
他们去圣经学院呢，然后他们就上课。
They have shelves of notebooks.
然后他们那个笔记本都写了一书架。
But nothing goes out.
但是却没有任何东西流出去。
And that is never God's plan.
那从来就不是神的计划。
Now, how many of you are called to be the senior pastor of a church?
多少人被呼召成为一个教会的主任牧师？
Okay, that's fine.
没关系。
That's not your area of service.
那个不是你服侍的方面。
And I'm very glad for that because we don't need one.
因为呢，我很高兴我们不需要另外。
I was going to worry a bit if I saw 8 hands go up.
如果有八个人举手说要被呼召成为主任牧师，我会
担心。No, you're not, Richard.
I know you.
Every one of us has a different calling.
我们每个人都有不同的呼召。
We're not all called.
我们没有都被呼召。
To the same thing.
都被呼召做同一件事情。
And by the way, you may say, I don't even know what I'm called to.
你可能会说，哎，我都不知道我被呼召要做什么。
Do you know how, someone asked me about this week, do you know how I found God's call to serve in church?
有个人就说，你知道我是，you mean yourself or that
myself?
你知道我，麦不是说，你知道我自己是如何知道神呼召我要在教会里服侍
I have never heard a voice from heaven talk to me and say, this is what I want you to do.
I think it would scare me if I heard it.
我从来没有从天上听到一个声音说这是我想你做的。我想我真的如果从天上听到声音大概会把我吓死。
I would think, what did I eat last night?
我就会说诶昨天晚上我吃什么东西不对
好了。That's never happened to me.
那从来没有那样发生。
God taught me simply for this. Out through this.
神怎么样呼召就很简单这样。
As a boy,
就是我还小的时候，小男孩的时候
，there was a need for help in the church.
然后在教会里有需要帮助的地方。
And in my case, my dad said, "You gotta help."
然后在我的情况下，爸说你得来帮，你得来做。
So I did.
所以我就去做了。
And it was fulfilling.
然后那也感觉很满足。
And it seemed to help the people I was serving.
然后呢，我在帮助那些我在服侍的人。
And at every stage of life.
在不同的生命的阶段。
There were needs.
就总是有需要。
That someone said.
然后就有人问我说。
You should help.
你应该来帮助。
Some of them I tried to help.
有的呢我是努力试图去帮助。
And it was not fulfilling to either me or them.
但是对他们对我都没有带来满足。
Someone said at a church I was at.
有一个我在
We need someone to go to the neighbors and knock on their door and invite them to church.
然后有教会有的就说哦，我们需要有个人去这个社区啊，去敲门，然后邀请这些人来教会。
I don't know if that's a good way or not, but I can tell you I'm no good at.
然后我不知道这是不是一个好的方式，但是我自己是不擅长这方面。
Some people are.
有些人是很擅长的，但是不是我。
From that, I knew very well.
从那个时候，我知道非常清楚的知道。
That was not God's calling for me.
那个去敲门邀请人来教会，那个不是神对我。
Not because it's hard.
不是因为。
Many areas of service are hard.
不是因为那个难，很多方面都不容易，而是我不是那个方面，在那方面我没有效。
But there were other times when someone said.
但有的时候别人说。
Our little church needs a teacher for such and such a class.
我们的小教会需要一个老师在这个方面来教。
I'll try.
我说我会试试。
And as I studied and taught.
然后当我就是去学习去准备去教的时候。然后这些上课的人有被帮助。
I was fulfilled.
我也感觉很满足。
And I began to realize,
我就开始意识到,
this is God's calling.
哦, 这个是神的呼召。
I'm going to tell you that if you sit in your chair at home,
我想如果你就坐在家里的椅子上,
or even kneel,
或者即使你跪在那,
and say, God, please show me my calling, you'll probably never find it.
如果你就说, 神啊, 请你向我显示你对我的呼召, 你可能永远也发现不了。
But if you say to the pastor or an elder or deacon,
但是如果你不管对牧师、对长老、对执事说
，What is there I can do to help？
我在哪方面我可以帮忙呢
？Or you look for an opportunity，
或者你就去寻找机会。
A neighbor who needs help that you can do as a form of service to God。
一个邻居他可能需要帮助，那你就像就是一种神的，就是用神的作为基督徒来帮助他。
You will begin to find your call。
你就会逐渐发现你的呼召。
Every one of us needs to serve.
我们每个人都需要服侍。
Let me move on. I'm not going to get through all these questions.
我赶快往下，不然就讲不完了。
The second question that was very much related to accountability.
第二个问题也跟这个问责彼此问责相关。
I learned in class, but how do I retain after class?
就是我在课上好像学习了很多，那我课后怎么能够把这个学到的东西保持住呢？
And a related question.
一个相关的问题就是。
Can you discuss the distance between listening to the word and living out the word?
就是可不可以来讨论一下听到和行道的差距？
Two scriptures have influenced my thinking about this.
有两节经文是影响了我对这方面的想法。
One is James chapter 1.
一个是雅各书第一章。
Be doers of the word and not hearers only.
你们要，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道。
And then he says something very powerful.
然后接着雅各说了一些非常强有力的话。
Be doers of the word and not hearers only.
他说你们要行道，不要单单听道。
Deceiving yourself.
然后自己欺哄自己。
That phrase is important.
那个欺哄自己欺哄自己这个句话很重要。
James says,
雅各说,
Every bit of knowledge you receive about God's word,
你所得到的每一点关于神的知识的道理,
None of it is neutral.
没有一件就是说是中性的。
It is either positive, beneficial, or harmful.
或者是正面的，就是对你有益的，或者是对你有害的。
And it depends on your response, which it is.
哦，就是这 harmful to yourself.
嗯，
哦，就是说，这就在于你的这个回应。
In other words,
换句话说
，Paul says, I mean James says,
就是雅各说
，If you hear the word,
如果你听到了神的道
，and you do it,
你去行出来，你去做
，the word is beneficial to you.
那神的这个道呢，神的话语对你就是有益的。
But if you hear the word and you do not do it,
但是你听到神的话语，听到神的道，但是却不去行
，the same word is harmful to you.
那同样的这个话语对你来讲就是有害的，伤害你的。
Because you are deceiving yourself.
因为呢，你在欺骗自己。
The problem is not the word. The problem is your response.
这个问题不在于神的话语，不在于道，而是在于你的反应。
And not do.
就是听到而不行道的。
Brings harm.
就对你的属灵生命带来伤害。
Because once God has shown me,
因为神一旦向你显示了
，If I do not obey,
如果我不去顺服
，I am walking away from Him.
我实际上是在离开神，我走离远离神。
You see why James says I'm deceiving myself that it's harmful?
所以你知道吗？为什么雅各说我在欺哄自己？这个对我是有害的，对我是不好的。
I have said to students in the college, knowledge is dangerous.
我对这个大学的学生们说，这个知识是很危险的，是危险的。
few times I've also said, some of you are in no danger.
我有几次会说，你们都没有危险。
But I'm not going to say that this morning.
但是我今天早上不会这么说。
But knowledge is dangerous.
但是你知道吗？这个知识是危险的，一个危险。
Because knowledge requires a response.
因为你的知识，你所知道的，就需要你有一个回应反应。
And James says, I have to choose.
雅各说，我必须要选择。
Am I like the person who looks at my face in a mirror and then walks away and can't remember what I saw?
我是不是像那个人对着镜子看看自己，然后走完就忘了自己长什么样了吗？
Or
或者
Am I the one who looks? And I look into the law.
或者是那个详细查看神的律法。
And I am blessed by my doing, by my obedience.
并且时常如此，而且实在行出来，这个人就在所行的事上。
One person looks.
有一个人看了。
Into the mirror of God's word.
就是神的话语的这个镜子。
And they say, wow, those other people really need to hear this.
然后就说，哇，那个人真需要听这个话呀。
See themselves.
他就看不到自己的样子。
And James says they deceive themselves.
然后雅各说，其实这个人在欺骗自己，那别的人看到了。
And they say, hey, that's me.
然后说，哦，那就我就是这样的呀。I've
got to change this.
我需要在这方面改变。
And they either do.
他们就因为他们所行的得福。
The other scripture that has influenced my thinking about this question is Psalm 119.
另外一个影响我的就是诗篇119篇。
Your word is a lamp to my feet.
你的话是我脚前的灯。
And I've told you before, that lamp in Bible times was not a big high-powered lantern.
我告诉以前讲过，这个灯啊，不像现在的这个路灯似的，很高很大的，照了很远。
It was a foot lamp.
它就是一个脚前的灯，就是很小的。
That showed one step.
它每这个灯呢，每次就给你显一步。
And you could not see the following step until you took the first one.
除非你走出来第一步，你才能再往前走，你才能看到第二步。
I've met people who are very curious about what God wants them to do 5 years from now.
有些人呢，对神，对他们5年以后要做的事情非常的好奇。
But they're not doing what He wants them to do right now.
但是他们却不想做神现在让他们做的。
God's word doesn't show me 5 years from now.
但是神的话不把我5年以后的情况显示出来。
But it does show me today.
但是他的确对我今天要做的展示出来。
So here is my practical advice for this question.
所以我对这个问题的实际的这个答案回应就是。
I suggest that every week.
我就建议你们就是每个星期。
During class or immediately after.
就在课堂上或者在课堂之后。
I suggest writing it down because our memories are not very good.
我建议大家写下来，因为我们的有时候那个记忆不是太好，头脑不是太好。
One, only one.
写下来就一点，只有一点。
Practical application of what you heard in class.
就是能够在你实际生活中能够应用的一点。
Just one thing.
只有一件事。
If you make a list of 10 things you ought to do, you'll do none of them.
如果你列出来10件你需要做的事情，一个也你也不会做。
To me, the whole process of spiritual growth is small steps. That's why it's a foot lamp, not a bright, high-powered beam.
所以呢，对我来讲呢，这个属灵的生命的成长呢，就是脚前的灯，就是一次一小步一小步，而不是说，所以说神的话语是脚前的灯，而不是一个大高高的路灯。
Let me give you a personal example of what this looks like.
让我给你讲一下一个个人的这个。
I've told you I have a terrible memory.
我告诉过你，我的记忆很不好，记性很不好。
And I a terrible memory for everything.
然后我对每件事情的记性都很不好。
Names.
人名。
Faces.
长得什么样子，脸孔。
Things to do.
然后要做的事情。
I'll drive somewhere and forget why I went there.
然后我开到这地方说，哎，我为什么要来这儿？
Literally.
真的是这样的。
Sitting in the parking lot thinking, why am I, what was I supposed to do here?
然后我就坐在这个停车场说，哎，我来这儿是干什么呢？
I write on a piece of paper when I leave the house sometimes what I'm doing.
然后所以呢，我在离开家之前，我就写在一张纸上，我去那儿要做什么，因为我记不住。
And I knew part of spiritual growth, I need to learn scripture.
所以呢，我知道呢，对我个人来讲，这个属灵成长就是要记神的话语，要知道神的话语。
I need to memorize God's word.
我需要背下来神的话语。
And I was talking to a friend about it.
我就跟一个朋友谈。
And I said, I can't.
我说我根本记不住。
I know I need to.
我知道我需要。
But I can't memorize.
但是我不能记东西。
I can't even memorize my kids' names.
我说的连我孩子的名字都记不住。
I don't mean my whole class, I mean my two children.
我不是说整个课堂，而是就我两个孩子。
That's a little excessive.
这个有点夸张了。
He said, do you think you could memorize one verse a day?
然后他就问我说，你觉得你可以一天背一节经文吗？
I said, no.
我说不行，记不了。
No way.
绝对不可能。
He said, do you think you could memorize one verse a week?
那你觉得你一周能不能记一节经文呢？
If every day for a week you had it on a note card and you just every day you reviewed it several times.
如果的就是你把它写在一个什么地方卡片上，然后每天你就把它复习一下。
And I said, well, I think I could memorize a verse in a week.
我说那可能吧，我一星期记一节还是有可能的。
He showed me an app for my phone.
然后呢，他就 在我的手机上给我找到一个应用，然后呢，这个应用呢，手机应用就会每天向我显示这个要背的经文。
And then we just keep bringing it back every week so that I keep it memorized.
然后呢，他也会不断的把这些经文呢再重显在以后的日子里，这样我就可以记住它。
And he said, if you do that every week, in a year you've memorized 50 verses.
如果你每天都这样，每周每天每周这样做，那一年你就能记52节经文。
Do that for 10 years.
你如果这样子做10年的话，
and you've memorized approximately 500 verses more than you've ever memorized in your life.
然后呢，你可能就能记住520节经文，这比你整个一生要背的经文都还多。
You understand?
你了解吗？
Small step. I can't memorize 500 verses.
我是没有办法记500节经文的。
But to my amazement,
但是让我令我惊奇的是，
over the last several years,
这过去被很多年，
I've memorized a few hundred verses.
我真的是记下来几百节经文。
With my incredibly poor ability to memorize.
有我这么差的这种难以想象的这个记忆力， 我竟然记了几百节经文。
Every week.
每个星期。
Ask God, pray before you come to class.
在你上课之前，你祷告说， 你说神啊，我到底影响这个星期应该把哪一点改变？就是
every week for a year，
你知道每个星期这么一年下来，
you apply one small change to you，
你在把那个小小的改变应用在你的生活中，
and a year that's quite a bit of progress，
在一年之内那就是一个很大的进步了，很大的进展。
Most of us fail because we start by wanting to memorize 500 verses，
很多人之所以失败，是因为我们起初我们说，哎呦，我决定要记500页经文。
We start by wanting to fix the 52 major problems in our spiritual walk.
然后我们就决定说，我要把这52个要改变的大的事情都要改变了，属灵生命上的事情。 不要这样做。
But instead, at the end of the class,
在这个课每天上完课结束的时候，每个星期，
God, how do you want me to apply today's class?
神啊，你想让我把这课堂学的如何应用在我的生活中呢？
Maybe you write down.
也许你写下来。
I think I could find someone to support.
也许我这个星期能找到一个人，我可以去服侍。
There's a single mom down the street.
街上呢，有一个单亲母亲。
That I could stop by and say, here's a $10 Chick-fil-A gift card.
你可以停下来说，哎，这是我一个10块钱的那个七分之类的这个礼。
Get a milkshake for your kids.
说给你孩子买一个这个奶昔。
Because I want you to know Jesus loves you.
因为我想让你知道耶稣爱你。
That's enough. Go preach a sermon.
那个不是给他讲道，而是就这样一个服侍。 你把它放在实际的。
This commercial was sponsored by Chick-fil-A Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Maybe God says,
也许神对你说，
I want you to memorize verses.
我想你这个星期呢，就记一节经文。
You write it down.
你把它写下来。
And then every morning,
然后每天早晨，
you look at it.
就看一眼。
God, help me do this.
然后神啊，我这个星期如何来做？
You look.
你就找一个机会。
That night before you go to bed,
在你睡觉之前，
God, where am I at in this?
神啊，我现在 在哪一步呢？
Little by little, you put into practice.
就是一点一滴的，逐渐的，你把这个放在你的生活中。
James doesn't say that I'm to look in the mirror.
我要看着这个镜子。
and do a complete makeover.
然后做一个完全的改变。
He says,
他说的是
look in the mirror,
就是看这个镜子。
And then walk away and don't forget what I look like.
就是你走开的时候不要忘记你那个你在镜中所看到的。
Realize there's one thing I need to fix.
你就记住说有一件事情我需要来改变，要需要解决。
To me, that makes teaching practical.
对我来讲，那就是说让这个所教的成为就是实际有用的。
Because I'm looking for how does this speak to my situation today.
因为我在看说我所这个学的如何对我今天的情况来应用在我今天的情况当中。
Then there was a very big question.
然后下面有一个很大的问题。
Related to prosperity theology.
跟这个成功神学有关。
The relationship between our Christian life and good outcomes in our life.
然后呢就是我们的基督徒的生活跟我们这个好像生命中的这个好的结果的关系。
And that's a big topic to try to address, but let me try to.
它是一个很大的一个好像一个话题，那我讲一点点。
I'm going to read the question.
我先来读一下这个问题。
What is the relationship between a good Christian faith?
这个基督徒的这个信仰，这个信心。
And good outcomes in the world, such as success, happiness, good relationships, etc.
或者说这个世界上所认为的这个好，比如说成功啊，rich and 富有啊，还有这个好的人际。
Success, happiness, good relationships.
哦，就是幸福、成功，还有这个好的人际关系，这些好，这些这个基督徒的信仰跟这个世界上就所谓的这些好有什么关联
？And then the question goes on to apply that specifically to prosperity theology and one church.
然后呢，接着这个问题就直接应用在这个现在所教导的成功神学和一个超级教会上。
I want to focus on the part of the relationship between our faith and outcomes.
然后我首先来看就是说我们的信心我们的信仰跟这个结果。
And then I think you can apply that to the prosperity teaching.
然后你们后边就可以把这个跟这个成功神学的教导先可以来。
And my answer falls into two parts.
然后我的答案在于两个部分。
The general principle.
第一个是那个一般普遍的这个原则。
And then the specific situation.
然后这个具体的情况。
For the general principle.
这个普遍的这个原则大原则是。
We read in places like Proverbs.
我们读这个箴言比如说。
Places like Deuteronomy.
还有像申命记。
That living in obedience to God's word brings blessing not only in eternity, but in life today.
就是对神的话语顺服不单单是说在永恒里边带来祝福而是对今天的生活也带来祝福。
Over and over, Proverbs says,
在箴言不断地说
If you live in obedience to God's plan for life,
如果你按照神的这个原则神的这个来生活的话
you financially will be more successful.
那你的在财政上呢你也会更成功。
Your marriage will be happier.
你的婚姻也会更幸福。
Your relationships will be more positive.
你和周围人的关系也会更积极正面。
Your health will be better.
你的健康也会好。
Deuteronomy teaches the same thing.
然后生命记教导的也是同样的事情。
That's the general principle.
这个呢就是一个普遍的大原则。
And it makes sense.
这的确也是有道理的。
Because who made you?
是谁创造你的呢？是神创造你的。
And so it makes sense that he knows best how you work.
所以他就知道你怎么样做才运行的最好。
Right?
对不对
?If you want to know how a machine operates, the best person to talk to is the one who made it.
如果你想知道一个怎么操作一个机器那最好的就是去问那个机器的创造制造者。
And so his word says,
所以神的话语说
This is the way to make life work in the world I created.
在我所创造的这个世界里边，这个就是让生活行得通，就是运行得好的方式。
I have a friend or an acquaintance who is a very, very successful businessman.
我有一个认识一个人，他是非常成功的一个生意人。
He's built a huge business from nothing to a big business.
他从白手起家建立了一个很大的一个生意，一个事业。
And he told me one day.
他有一次告诉我。
He said, every day of my life since he was in high school.
自从他在高中时候就开始，他说我每一天。
Every day I read one chapter of Proverbs.
他说每天呢我就读一章箴言。
Every day.
每一天。
And it is how I have built my business.
这就是我如何来建立我的事业的。
Simply saying, how do I operate my business in accordance with God's word?
我如何来就是按照神的话语来建造我的生意呢？
I have been this year reading over and over the book of Ephesians.
今年呢我一再反复的读以弗所书。
The book of Ephesians is not a bunch of chauvinistic, bizarre teaching from some woman-hating man.
以弗所不是从这个所谓的撒文主义者憎恨女人的这个有点奇异的这个憎恨这样的一个人的教导。
Which is a direct quote from some liberal theology.
这是一些自由派的神学家的评论就是这么说的。
It is God saying.
这是神说的。
Do you want to have happy relationships?
你想要有幸福的关系吗？
This is how to do it.
那你如何这就是如何来做。
Fathers.
你们做父亲的
Don't be arrogant, overbearing bullies.
不要成为一个好像很强很霸道的这样警察似的
Who cause your children to want to rebel?
这样的会激怒你孩子想要去叛逆
Children,
儿女们
Don't look for chances of parents.
不是在找这个机会要给你父母好像不尊容他们。
I want to say to these liberal commentators, you have to be really stupid to think that either of those is bad advice.
我想说，我刚才讲的是从这些自由派的神学家他们的评论里边说的。他说这些其实并不只是说是坏的建议。
If it wasn't in the Bible, that would be good advice, wouldn't it?
如果没有在圣经里边，那应该是一个建议。
Fathers,
他说是做父亲的。
Don't be a bully.
不要去霸凌。
That's good advice if it's not in the Bible.
如果说没有在圣经中间的那个也是一个好的建议。
Children, don't be a rebel.
说孩子们呢你们不要就是
You're going to get in trouble.
你会你这样背逆的话会自己有麻烦。
That's good advice if it comes from an atheist.
即使这个是从一个无神论者来的这个建议也是一个好的建议。
God's word is giving us a map.
神的话语呢就给我们一个
for making life work.
就好像是一个指南向导指南一个旅游指南让我们知道生命是如何运转的
So the first part of the answer
所以对这个问题的第一个答案就是
is yes there is a basic principle that says
所以呢在有一个普遍的基本的原则
living by the principles of God's word is going to bring a better life to us
就是按照神的制定的原则来生活会在你的生命中带来一个好的结果就是普遍来讲普遍的来讲
health
比如说健康
God's word says
神的话语说
don't get drunk
神的话语说不要醉酒
don't abuse your body
不要虐待你的身体
don't be a glutton
不要贪食
don't be addicted to things
不要就对什么东西上瘾。
All of that is going to lead to better health if you avoid those things, right?
如果你避免这些东西，当然你的身体会健康，对不对
？So again, living in obedience to Him is going to, as a general principle, lead to a better life.
所以呢，作为一个普遍的原则，当你按照神的原则来生活的话，你会有一个更好的生活。
But the Bible is very practical and realistic.
但是圣经呢，是非常的实际的。
And so you have books like Job.
所以你就有约伯书约伯记这样的书
Books like Ecclesiastes.
比如说还有像这个传道书
That say we live in a sinful world.
我们住在一个那个有罪的世界堕落的世界
And in the short term.
在这个短期内
Justice does not always prevail.
公义并不总是会得胜
In the short term.
在这个短期内
A businessman who runs his business according to Proverbs
就是一个按照箴言原则来经营生意的人
may have a dishonest employee who embezzles money and causes the business to go bankrupt
然后呢，或者有一个员工呢，就是他不诚实，他就是贪污或者受贿，让这个生意完全破产，也有可能的。
In the short term，
在短期内
，a father who loves his children。In the short term, a father
在短期内，一个爱他孩子的父亲
，who cares for them and treats them exactly as he should，
爱照神的话语来对待他们，在短期内
，may have a son who rebels，
可能会有一个悖逆的儿子
，and brings heartbreak，
然后让他父亲很伤心，也有可能。
In the short term，
在短期内，在
a person who lives by biblical guidelines，
有一个按照圣经原则来生活的人。
Because of the impact of the fall on our whole bodies，
因为呢，整个的，就是说，这个堕落所带来的对我们健康的影响
，may have inherited a genetic predisposition to heart trouble。
然后他可能就有个天生的这个心脏的问题。
So those books say，
所以在传道书和这些书上就写到
，the general principle is true。
约伯记就说这个大的普遍的原则是真的。
But we live in a world in which there will be exceptions that impact us。
但是呢，在这个世界上会有一些例外会影响我们。
Let me give you an example。
我给大家一个例子。
In 1952。
在1952年。
In the United States。
在美国。
60,000 children contracted polio。
有6万儿童得了这个叫叫什么那个、小儿麻痹症。
3,000 of them died.
然后一年之内，然后三千个孩子。
Thousands were paralyzed.
然后还有很多呢就瘫痪了，就是。
That was true every year.
但是每年都是这样。
Late 50s.
然后在五十年代的末期。
Jonas Salk developed a vaccine.
然后呢，有一个公司呢就发展了这个疫苗。
By 1979, United States was basically polio free.
然后到1979年，基本上美国就没有人再得小孩得了小儿麻痹症了。
When I started going to Nigeria to teach，
但是当我去尼日利亚去教课的时候
，There were parts of Nigeria where polio was still endemic。
然后呢，在那个地方呢，有一个地方呢，它的这个就是这个小儿麻痹症还是很普遍的。
2012 was still there were regions where polio was a huge problem。
在2012年，在有的地区，这个小儿麻痹还是一个很大的问题。
One of my acquaintances there had a ministry of providing wheelchairs to polio victims.
然后呢，我有一个那个认识的人呢，他的一个服事呢，事工就是给那些得小儿麻痹症的人呢，给他们提供这个。
World Health Organization began a campaign to vaccinate everyone in Nigeria.
然后呢，他们这个世界卫生组织呢，就有一个。运动就是说希望给尼日利亚的人都给他们打这个小儿麻痹症的疫苗。
August 2020.
然后在2020年的8月。
Nigeria was declared polio free.
然后尼日利亚就宣称说现在他们不再有这个小儿麻痹的问题。
But,
但是
out of every 1 million doses of the polio vaccine,
就算是每100万中间有一个的这个疫苗。
On average,
就是这是个平均的。
1 million people treated.
就是有100万打这个小儿麻痹的这个疫苗的人
，There will be one point something，
有一个几率大概是一点几
，Who has a severe allergic reaction，
他会有一个严重的一个过敏反应
，That can kill them，
可以让这个打疫苗的人死
，OK，
所以呢
，So does the polio vaccine work？
所以呢，这个小儿麻痹症的疫苗是不是有效呢
？Yes，
是的
，Are there exceptions？
那有没有例外呢？
Yes.
也是有的。
And so we don't say,
所以我们不会说
because of the exceptions,
因为这个例外呢
we will allow 60,000 children per year to contract polio.
我们就允许说每年有6万个孩子会就是得到这个就是得了小儿麻痹。
Does the principles of scripture produce a better life? Yes.
是神的圣经上的原则是不是在这里有一个带来一个更好的结果呢
？Are there exceptions？
有没有例外呢
？Yes.
是的。
And that is the tension of the Christian life.
这个就是基督徒生命的一个生活的一个张力。
Let me close with this.
让我最后结束这样讲。
Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书说。
Struggled with this same question.
哈巴谷也为同样的问题在挣扎。
God,
说神啊,
you said that if we obey you, we'll be blessed.
你说如果我们顺服你, 我们就会被蒙福,
and if we disobey you, we will suffer.
如果我们就是背逆你, 我们就会受苦。
I've looked around.
但是我周围看看,
and there are exceptions.
但是那边有例外。
There are people who are obeying you and they're suffering.
那有人在顺服你, 但是却在受苦。
God, some of the most wicked people I know are the richest.
我所认识的那些最邪恶的人却是最富有的,
and the healthiest.
也是最健康的,
and their children obey them.
然后他们的孩子还听话。
And God said to him,
然后神对他说,
the person whose soul is puffed up.
他说这个soul, 就是,
soul.
他说就是那些好像被播种的人, 就是好像长得很大,
is not upright.
Is not
righteous.
那个并不是一个义人。
But the righteous shall live by his faith.
但是义人必因信而生, 他说加勒底人自高自大, 心不正直。
You know what God is saying?
你知道神说什么?
Habakkuk,
你有两个选项。
You can be arrogant and say, I know better than God how to do it.
你可以说, 你可骄傲, 说, 我什么都知道, 我比神还知道, 该怎么运行。
Or you can trust me.
或者你可以信靠我, 靠因信而生, 靠着信心生活。
That's how we grow.
那就是我们如何来成长的。
And that's how God shapes us in His image.
那就是神如何把我们塑造成他的形象的。
As we follow His word,
当我们跟随他的话语的时候,
we see the blessings.
我们就看到这个蒙福，这个福气。
And then when there are areas of exception,
当我们看到有这个例外的这个地方的时候,
we say, God, I will trust you.
然后我们说神啊, 我要信靠你。
All right, next week we're going to start looking at how worship shapes our spiritual growth.
所以下个星期开始我们来看敬拜如何来塑造我们的灵命成长。
Thank you for your questions.
谢谢大家的问题。
And prayer.
让我们一起结束，来祷告。
God, I thank you that you provide your word to teach us how to live.
主啊, 谢谢你, 真的是给我们你的话语, 让我们知道如何生活。
Would you help us to apply it?
求你帮助我们应用在我们的, 日常生活。
Don't allow us to be people who hear but don't do.
不要让我们成为只是听到而不行道的人。
But teach us how to live out your word day by day.
而是让我们学习到每天如何活出你的话语。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名求。 Amen.